Music critic Milo Miles has a review of two recent albums that are centered on percussion. One is from Mickey Hart and his longtime collaborator Zakir Hussain. The other is the debut album from the duo known as Loop 243.
About the only constant in the last 50 years of popular music is that it has become more and more aggressive with rhythms. And yet I find I have problems with most percussion albums. I wouldn't hesitate a moment to tell anyone to go see the dramatic and inspirational live performance by the Kodo Drummers of Japan. Yet even a DVD diminishes the power of the music, and the recordings are even more beside the point. Percussionists are aware that it's hard to make an all-rhythm album interesting. A common solution is to add embellishments, other instruments, voices, while keeping beats central, and to draw on established familiar world rhythm traditions. This is what Grateful Dead drummer Mickey Hart and Indian tabla master Zakir Hussain do on their new Global Drum project. A much tougher approach is to reinvent percussion from the bones out, so that drums and other beatmakers surprise you, throw you off base, and draw you into a vortex of pulses. This is what the oddly named duo Loop 243 do on their debut release, Battery. Hart and Hussain's fusion project is smart, honorable, and admirable. Maybe more admirable than purely pleasurable. Though they certainly do work up some mysterious mojo at times. I kept wondering, though, why does Global Drum Project work best percolating away in the background? When I focused in track by track, the underlying concept of world rhythms being universal and unifying seemed strained, even false. One African tune, one Indian tune, a Latin track, and a couple mild fusions do not add up to an identity. Hart and Hussain have worked together a very long time, releasing their first collaboration as the Digga Rhythm Band back in 1976. Global Drum Project is not as fresh or as much fun. Digga Rhythm Band is groundbreaking for a reason. Start there. Loop 243 are Thomas Kozemplik and Lauren Watson, and while they have worked together as a unit only since 2001, they have extensive background with numerous ensembles, notably Kozemplik's quartet Clogs. But what jumped out at me is that Loop 243 are in residence this fall at the Harry Partch Institute. Partch was an outsider classical composer who invented his own instruments, most of them exotic percussion tools. He also wrote soundtracks for plays. Not coincidentally, Kozemplik has worked for film and theater. If Partch was warmer, more linear, and had a better sense of dramatic narrative, he might have made music like this. Thank you. Loop 243's battery works best as foreground music, following the beat stories as they develop. Just when you think you know what's coming, a wash of glockenspiel or gongs throws you off. Most impressive, Kozenplik and Watson never sound arbitrary or like novelty music. There are action adventures and reveries on Battery, and it all sounds like part of a well-thought-out tradition. Only the tradition has never existed until now.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Mickey Hart's Global Drum Project and Loop 243's debut release, Battery. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.